Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. Am I speaking with Jay?
Yes.
Hey, Jay, pleasure to meet you. This is nice and easy way for me to remember. It's the first letter of my name, so I hope your Friday morning is going well. So, Jay, I see that, actually, perfect. I see that Catherine sent over some information. Catch you up to speed here a little bit. Let me ask you, sir, because I see that you actually possibly even were with us a couple, like way back, maybe like 10 years ago, something like that, with Local Splash.
Couldn't have been too good if I was still not there, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like 10 years ago, I've been here for some time too, but it's definitely modifications
Okay.
have been made big time since then. Let me ask you this, Jay. I'll just cut to the chase on a few things here. I don't want to beat around the bush on anything.
Good.
What's the main things you're looking for that is most important for you? Is it price? Is it website? Is it just getting on the first page of Google? Social media? Like, talk to me. I want to make sure we can help you this time.
I guess that's what your girl just said. That's first page of Google.
Okay. So what we do is we bundle the services together. All right. And with what her price that she was giving you for that discounted rate, I'm going to add to that as well. Just to make sure you're really taking care of getting the lowest pricing, but also making sure you get the best results. So we're going to make sure that customers that don't even know your business name, if they type in or say any of the keywords that you provide or the services and they're within your area, we'll make sure that you're on that first page of Google, along with 60 other local directories included on top of that. Okay. So like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. We don't want to bring any spam or robocalls. We want to make sure that you're getting those quality calls that you do want to spend your time with. Okay. This will not be a pay-per-lead or pay-per-click job or anything like that. It's a flat rate month to month. No contracts on there either. Okay, Jay? So, Jay, are you currently using anything at the moment? Because I see your Yelp listing, but are you doing any other marketing for your business right now or social media or anything like that?
I'm just advertising in a home improvement guide.
In a home improvement guide. Okay, how's that working so far though?
Good, real good.
Really? Okay, nice. And I see you're looking to target residential and commercial work within about like a 30-mile radius. Is that still accurate?
Residential, yes.
Oh, just residential. Okay, we'll put that in here.
What company do you have me under? What are you looking at?
So we have you as
You said over here.
Lehigh Valley Concrete Contractors.
Okay.
We're still at the right same page here, right? Making sure, because
Yeah, well, actually, I have two different companies. So one's a concrete company, the other one's general construction.
okay.
I'd probably be more interested in doing, if we do go this route, something not for concrete.
Oh, really? Okay.
Roofing, siding, gutters, additions, something like that, decks.
Roofing, siding, dotted. Okay. Wow. Okay. Beautiful. That will actually work out perfectly. Now, how far out of the radius do you go for that business then?
So from where I'm at, I do most of my work in the Poconos, which is a few
Okay.
miles away from. In fact, mainly I want to target specific areas up there.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, this package will run up to 50 miles out if you needed to, but you can exclude areas and you can, just like you said, narrow it down to specific counties, zip codes, cities, however you like. So we'll make sure it's very flexible to make that
Okay.
happen. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, with that type of business, because I'm in Pennsylvania myself, right? I highly suggest, even for the age demographic and things like that, a lot of people like to use Facebook, actually, believe it or not, as social media. Do you have a Facebook page or anything for that company?
I do.
All right, awesome. So you're really gonna love this. This is gonna be included in your package at no additional cost. So if a customer looks up, let's say roofers nearby. They see your company, they love you, unless they don't, for some odd reason, they don't call you. If they go on Facebook after that though, then your ads will pop up on their feed with a click to call you directly. Okay, so it's target marketing ads
Okay.
going to the customers that are, and reminding them saying, hey, listen, you're looking for a roofer nearby, Jay's the guy to call, click here, and it calls you directly from that point. Okay,
Okay.
so far, any questions for me though that you can come up with on this?
I guess we're getting towards the price thing, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So for the pricing, I'm gonna make sure we give you the lowest pricing as possible here. So applying this going down, you're looking at only $249 month to month. There's gonna be no setup fee, there's no cancellation fees or anything hidden agendas. And that's including everything we spoke about, plus more. But I want to make sure you don't think I'm beating around the bush on that either.
Right. How long does it take the work to get me on the first page of Google?
Well, so our normal case for customers on average that don't have any web presence at all, we get them up there in the first 30 to 45 days. That's our average. Okay. Now, of course, we do a lot more within that time frame. Like, for example, all of your directories, and we'll have a tracking system that's built for you as well. We get that done in the first five to seven days. Sorry. That's how fast we move with that.
Okay.
So you might even see traction from there. I can't promise nothing, but you never know where customers are looking, right? Now for that company, what's the name of that company first off? Sorry.
It's LVC Contractors LLC.
Contractors LLC. Okay. And then as far as this company, did you get verified through Google for that one just yet? Or is that something just that was just made? Or talk to me about this company a little bit.
No, I had a website.
Okay.
I do have a Google, I think it's a Google map page, which I can't access. It's even got a wrong phone number on it.
Really? Okay.
So I do have some Google listening, but I don't think I get a business from it. It's the wrong phone number.
Yeah, that's missed opportunities right there, if that's the case. All right.
Yep.
Let's see here. I think I see the Facebook page, LVC Construction LLC, right here. Is this the right email, sales@lvcconstruction.com?
No, it's LVC Contractors.
Yep. See, when I'm looking up your name, your business name, that's what pops up. So that's another reason why customers are looking for something else. Or finding other things.
Right.
Yep.
So
and
I
do see what you're talking
Facebook
about.
Page up. I don't know what the... Actually, my son did it for me. He did it. He's doing real well. He's in the concrete business.
Awesome.
He does Facebook advertising.
Okay, then even better. Yeah, I mean, imagine having your Facebook page constantly updated. We'll have a team that's available for you in case if he's a little too busy himself, too. I mean, our team will go ahead. As long as you communicate with them, they'll make things happen. Like, they'll add pictures, testimonials, videos, keep it up to date, run new promotions.
Right.
I highly suggest not to do a new promotion, like, every day, just because you can't keep track of the analytics to say what's working, what's not. But, I mean, our team will do whatever you're set out to do on that.
Gotcha.
Now, far as your Google Business Profile, all right, I think I see the one that you're talking about. It has a phone number of 732-433-6376.
Nope.
That's a different one? Okay. Then the other one I have, L.V.C. Contractors LLC, and that one's 484-898-0693.
Yeah, yep.
That's the one?
Phone number. I used to have a landline in the office.
Okay.
I got rid of that, but then that never got changed on the...
Okay, those are simple fixes that we can help you with, man, honestly. So,
okay,
something so small that can do so much damage at the same time, you know what I mean?
What's the guarantee as far as getting on the first? I know you said you average 30, 45 days. Mm-hmm. But is there like a guarantee? Like, say it goes on 3-4 months, I'm still not on the first page. I still pay the $249 a month?
Honestly, sir, if I'm going to be really, truly truthful with you on this, if it's even going to the second month and we're not – seeing anything, any fruition coming up there, there's an issue. Like, we'll make sure we're in communication with you way before that. I haven't heard of that. And I've been here for a while. But if anything of that case happens like that, I would say even reach out to me at that point. Like, our team will be staying on top of that to make sure that that's not the case at all. Like, for example, if we're developing a website or doing the Facebook ads, things like that, and let's say you join with our family here today, I'll set it up as early as Monday morning so that way you guys can meet, introduce each other to one another, and that's going to be your team, let them know how you want your website to look, how you want your Facebook ads to be promoted, what areas you want to completely hit, have pictures ready. Like, you see what I'm saying? We want to jump on things quick and make this move quickly for you. Time is money, right? So.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Step 249 includes the website.
Yes, sir. I'm going to include that website for your package on here. Usually, I don't know if you had this before.
Certain amount of pages?
No, not at all.
A certain amount of pages.
You guys wonder what this? Yeah, no. So when you talk to our team, let them know how you want it to format. It's tailored to you. It's not just us building a website. Yes, sir. So when that website, when they talk about it, you can edit yourself if you wanted to in the future as well, like through your dashboard. You can add pictures, testimonies, and videos from there. But I'm going to put it this way. If you're paying for a service for us to do that so you have less of a headache, utilize them. You know what I mean? So that's just my mindset.
Can you give me an example of a customer you have right now so I can look it up on the see how it's displayed on Google?
Sure. Yeah, of course. What's the best email I can send that to, though? Or do you want to send it as a text? However you like.
I can send it to might as well do it as a text.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So let me go ahead and do that for you right now.
You're going to send me the actual – you're going to send me the Google page?
Yeah, I'm going to send you the link, and I'm going to tell you the actual company here. It's called Page Striping. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so actually, you know, email that to me so I can look. I'm sitting in front of my computer so I can
still – even better.
It's Lehigh. Let's do this one. LBC Contractors 1 at Gmail.
Perfect. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now. That way you also have another form of contact for me too, you know. But give me 2 seconds here. Boom. Save reference. And company name. Okay. And the link. All right. Sending this to you right now. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it.
Okay.
Now, when you click on this link, it's as if you're in that area because you're in Victoria. They're in Texas, so. But it's looking for stripping. You know what I mean? So people like type it in differently here. With the algorithm, you'll actually see that these guys are number one actually spot here. I randomly picked a random reference here for you, okay? So, and I'm not lying. But they are number one. Take a look at their website as well too. Something that we developed for them as well.
What am I clicking on this right underneath the page striping, the blue, big blue thing?
When you put it in, so there'll be website, call, share, click the website from there. And I'll also show you
the website you created for them, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, and of course, it's always going to be, when we're looking at live customers here, you got to remember that it's what they want, right? What they feel is bringing out their personality, their business. So,
gotcha.
You know what I mean? So if you're looking for a specific type of website, I mean, we have many different platforms, Yeah, I mean, I can give you more examples if you like, but honestly, the sky's the limit with that, so.
Okay.
Some like less is more, some like extravagant things, some of them have like 7 different tabs. Some even like to put, I highly suggest, is having a way to leave a Google review on your website, so it makes it easier for your customers, and you're getting a review on your website plus on Google, you know what I mean? So many different ways to go about that.
All right, sounds good.
All right, beautiful. So, Jay, based off everything you're hearing here today, and I'm like I said, I hope you hear the sincerity of my voice when I say this. Like, I want to make sure we prove to you that we're actually a way better company than we were 10 years ago. Is this something you would like to go ahead and give a shot here for your other company then, for the LVC?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. All right, so very first thing is it on the account, I just want to make sure I double check. You never know. First name, J-A-Y, last name, Medlar. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yep.
Okay, M-E-D-L-A-R. Okay. And the phone number that we could best reach out to you, though, would it be this phone number, the ending with the 2406?
Yep.
Okay. And for your customers, do you want them to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
Same phone number.
Okay, perfect. And now for the business name, I have to get this correct with Google on here and keep it in line. So on Google, it shows L.V.C.Contractors LLC. Is that how you want it to be shown?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. I have to confirm on that. And then for the address for that, you have to have a physical address for that. What business address would you have for this one?
Are they going to be sending something to there?
Well, on Google, it shows that you have New Jersey area and nearby areas, which is, we could keep that the same, but for Google to even get it processed, we need to make sure, especially if we're going to be managing it, we need to make sure we have an actual address on file through Google.
2601 Liberty Street, Eastern PA, 18045.
Yep. Perfect. Okay.
And I think the Google listing I have there was originally sent. It was a different address. It was sent.
Was
to
it?
The verification code from Google. It comes in that little white envelope.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Went to a different address. Is that the address you really want?
Yeah. So because you're already verified, we don't have to do that all over again. So I'm not worried about that. We just need to make sure our team will have manager access just to make sure they update everything, get the right phone number in there and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, and then also put links to your Facebook, hours of operations. We'll go over that in just a minute here. So very first thing is let's make sure for that meeting, because that's a very important meeting. Do you have an hour window to speak with them possibly on Monday?
Monday is going to be tough for me. Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay. Let me go in and look at the calendar here, too. On Tuesday, is morning better for you or evening better for you?
I think noon would be good. Lunchtime?
Noon? Okay, well, let me see here. All right, let me see, because they're going to call from California from the 877 number. Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you a phone number first, okay, so that way you are able to contact anyone here at the office.
Yeah.
All right, it's 877.
Yep.
635.
Yep.
6225.
Okay.
Save it as local splash. It's voice activated.
Yep.
So anytime you need to speak to somebody, you could just say website, you could say billing, customer support, Facebook, and there'll always be someone available for you from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday for that, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Like I said, a lot different than before here. Now I'm going to send you an email, and it's going to be a Google invite coming from me, okay, so that we have a form of contact for me as well. And I'm going to send that same email to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? Let me know once you got it.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to put a reminder for them, obviously, too. Oh, actually, don't hit yes. I put it for Monday. Let's switch that. Tuesday's the 10th. Man, this month starts going by so quickly.
It'll have to be like noon. We want to do like arrange an hour, make it from like 12 to 1.
Okay. Yeah, so it'll be 12 to 1, perfect timing. Gotcha, partner. All right, so let me resave, send that second one. That's moving over to Tuesday, okay, on the 10th.
Yep.
All right.
All right, that came over. Where do I click yes at or something?
Yeah, it's going to, there's like a spot where it says yes, no, or maybe. I'm just going to hit yes.
Yes, no, or maybe. Okay.
Once you do that, let me know, then we'll continue here. I just don't want to keep putting more things on you.
I did that already.
Okay, beautiful. So the next part, I know you have your Google listing already, but I want to make sure I'm asking from you again. Hours of operation, how would you like your customers to see you on there for this company? Monday through Friday, 24/7, what do you think?
Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
5 p.m., okay. And then would you like them to contact you just by phone or text and email? How would you like to be contacted?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, all three? I'll put it in. Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like the more options customers have for anything, the better it is for you, honestly.
Yeah, I
talk about this story all the time because it's hilarious, but my wife took my debit card and I was out and I fixed a tire. And the only reason why I chose a company to fix it is because they accept Apple Pay. So, because I didn't have my card.
Okay.
So it was pretty wild, man.
What about you going back to hours of operation, put in for Saturday, something like that? Well, you just said Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do, Monday through Saturday, you said?
It's different hours on Saturday.
Okay. Saturday, what do you got for Saturday?
8 to 3
it is.
8 to 3.
Okay. Here we go. Now, the next part. As far as your cities you wanted to hit, I remember you said you had some specific areas. So let's go over that really quick here. What do we got?
I'm sorry, say again, let's read something, sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good. Okay, so I was saying, as far as, I remember you mentioning that you have some specific areas, sorry, I can't speak now, that you wanted to target. What would be those areas so I can put those in there as a priority?
Toby Hanna, PA.
Hanna, okay.
Bushkill, PA.
Okay.
I'm basically in all the posts. I live in Easton, which is the city of Easton. It's pretty far away from the Poconos. I service the Poconos a lot. That's kind of where I want to push.
Okay.
More so up there than I do like around my own home.
Okay.
main reason being is a lot of people move in there from New York and New Jersey, and they got a ton of money.
I was going to say that. That's why I was laughing a little bit. Like, I think we all know why. But, okay.
Yeah.
I'm putting this in for now, but okay, go ahead.
How much is the mile radius again?
You get up to 50 mile radius on that, yeah.
Okay. Does it happen quicker if it's a smaller radius?
No, not necessarily. I just want to make sure we're hitting the right areas that you're not going to waste your time either, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So 50 miles is good. And right. there's a couple areas I think I gauge it. I think they're a little more than 50 miles away.
If it's like right there on the edge, I'm sure they'll all accommodate you, okay? So, perfect. And then as far as, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do only cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
Visa, MasterCard, cards.
Okay.
Any kind of credit card, cash, check.
Okay, perfect. And like I said, I'm going to put in the notes right now for the website inclusion. Do you own a domain for that other company's website or anything like that, though, that we could use that we don't want to confuse customers, or would you like us to get one for you?
I think you can get one for me.
Okay. Now, just because I want to make sure I'm really looking out for you, I hope I earn your trust when I say this, too. Is when it comes to websites, I'm doing this as putting in there because, again, I want to make sure we prove to you that this works really well. We don't plan on you leaving, but
yep.
If you did decide to part ways and you really want to keep that domain, you could buy it off for only $99. Okay? But
okay.
For the time length of you being with us for life, I mean, you won't pay a dime for it.
Yep.
Okay? So I just want to give you a heads up
okay.
on that. All right. Perfect. I just want to make sure we're transparent. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. And then the next part here. We're going to run Facebook ads for this company. Do you have a Facebook business page for this one?
Yeah.
You do. Okay, let me see. I'll just type in Facebook. Let's see if I can find it this way.
I just clicked on it. I'm on it right now. So it's under my company's name. The only difference is there's no dot in between C and contractor.
Okay, okay. So hold on. Let's see if I can. Is it the same phone number on there? There should be, right?
Yeah, I don't even see my phone number. If I'm on this page right now, I don't see the phone number.
Hmm. Do me a favor. I'm going to make sure we're updating that part. Obviously, you can see that this is important stuff here. So,
yeah.
That 877 number, or actually that email, can you send that link to that email for me? That'll probably be quickest, and that way I can just put it in there for you as well.
A link for what? My Facebook page?
Just copy and paste from that point if that's possible. If not,
I have no idea to do that.
Okay, that's okay. I'll leave the notes for our team to look it up while we're talking with you on Tuesday. No worries. All right. And let's go over all the services. Let's go over all the services that you're going to be found for on this company here. I got roofing, siding, gutters. What else can we put in here?
Decks.
Decks, okay.
Additions.
Additions. Can I use like repair, installation, anything like that, or?
No, I just need a cleanup. Oh, patios.
Patios, okay. Perfect. And next part here. I'm going to leave in parentheses because I know I put you on the spot on that one, that you may want to add more. That way, when they talk to you on Tuesday, they'll bring it up and, you know, they guys can go over if you want to add some more, take things off, things like that. You're more than welcome to, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, is this, for this business, is this one licensed or insured? I do have to ask.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, perfect.
You want to post my license number, the Pennsylvania number?
No, so we already verified and everything like that. It's just because Google did it to make sure, you know. Not an issue on this part at all. But make sure I have this part here. And there's that. Okay, I think we have it all here. So the next part, I want to make sure you're well protected. We're going to put everything in recording.
Yep.
So that way I put the pricing in there. That way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us at that pricing. Okay. So when this does work very well for you, you're still, don't matter how many jobs and calls you take on, that pricing will stay the same. Okay. I will give you the 877 number that I gave you. We'll be going over that because, you know, knock on wood. I mean, if you do decide to part ways in the future, I tell you how to do that under the recording as well. Okay. But in the beginning, I will ask a few questions just to verify you. Please answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, you ask away, stop me in my tracks. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
LVC Contractors, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jay Medler, owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause right there. So I want to make sure, Jay, you're not falling for any crazy traps out there that's unfortunately horrible people. So anytime we'll call in, we'll have a security question set up for us. That way we'll only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer ever. Okay, so just want to make sure we're keeping things confidential. All right, I'm going to continue here.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, on October 6th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the sixth of every month in the same amount of only $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, I want to make sure I put everything in there and well protected, okay? So next part, Jay, on the security question here, because it was from the old account here, I'm hoping I can switch from previously. We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want, but we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And again, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Rossi, R-O-S-S-I.
Okay, perfect. I as in, like, Indiana?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Right, boom. Looking good. All right, Jay, so we're on the last part here. The card that we're using today, is it just a first and last name or the middle initial as well?
It's just the letter J, Walter Medler. And it has LBC Contractors below it.
Okay. And is it to the same billing address, the one you gave me, the 2610, or is it a different address for that card?
P.O. Box 2003.
Okay.
Eastern PA 18043.
All right, perfect. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Visa. Okay.
Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4034-9200-2266-5724.
Awesome. And the expiration date on that?
326.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code as well.
814.
All right. Perfect. And before I process any payment, I want to make sure, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. I want to make sure your discount rate stays like that. So I'm going to refresh a few times really quick just to make sure of that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Refresh again. All right. We're looking good. So, again, please stay on the phone with me because I want to make sure you see for yourself your invoice of everything we discussed on paper through your email and through text. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Okay? Let me know.
Okay.
So you receive either or text or email. I just want to make sure I walk you through so you can see the breakdown. If you had any questions, concerns, or anything of that nature, you can ask me while I'm on the phone with you, okay? So just went
okay.
through on my side here. Let me know once you got anything.
Nothing yet.
Refresh my side. Let's see here. Maybe I'm not even showing this. Just sending on my side here.
Yeah,
nothing yet?
Yeah, it just came across.
Oh, okay. Was it a text or email, though?
Email.
Okay, perfect. In that email, there's going to be one that says initial invoice. Do you see that one?
First, you want me to push where it says click here?
Yeah, you want to click here to accept subscription terms, something like that?
Last terms. The link you're trying to access has expired.
It expired. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it's only a matter of a few seconds.
Okay, I'm going to resend real quick here, so give me just a moment. And I just want to make sure the email we have is the same one, right? The lvccontractors1@gmail.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
You got to resend it.
Sure. Calling protocols here, sorry. I want to make sure, because it was an old account before changing it up, you know what I mean? So.
Yep. This is something different you sent me, right?
It may be the same one, initial invoice, and then that way it won't be expired. Let me know if anything comes through. It's going to take a minute, though.
I just got one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
That one, disqualify. You already verified. You do not need to do that over again.
Okay.
So that one you don't need. And it should be coming to you now, so let me know if you got anything.
Text?
Did it come as a text? Beautiful. Take a look at that one.
Okay.
And there, if it shows the same, that same link, click on that, see if it opens this time.
Yep, I'm just clicking on that. I certify authorized cardholder, blah, 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 right?
Oh, yep.
And then sign.
Yeah, you're going to sign or type in the name exactly how it shows on the card. So the first name, middle name, and last name there.
I typed in exactly what it's on my card, and it came back, signatures not match.
I put J-A-Y Walter Medler.
That's not how it is on the card, though. Does that matter?
So I want to make sure I'm correct, if not.
Yeah, so
it's just
the
letter J,
J
on it? Oh,
yep.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me update. Is that how you actually have your name? Is it J-A-Y?
I don't know why it's on my card like that. That's just how it's on this card.
Okay, this is the funny part. So I have to keep it wherever the card is, the way it looks, I have to keep it on your account like that. So I hope you don't mind.
Okay. No.
All right. Go ahead and refresh it, and then it should work now under just the regular J.
Yeah, so I'm on my phone. How do I go about refreshing that? Just push confirm.
Yeah, just exit out and then push it again. Yeah, it should work. So it should show exactly the same.
And it's not doing nothing.
Were you able to go back in, though?
I'm still on the same screen. That's what you mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just retype it in. We'll see what happens there.
Okay. Same thing. It has, I mean, one. Send me a new link maybe or something. It just says J-A-Y. Signature does not match.
So J-A-Y. So that's the older one still then? Okay, let me resend initial invoice. Boom. Okay, I'm sending you a new text. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Let me know if that fixed it.
Yep. That's asking for a username and password.
Hey, okay. Perfect. So that's how we did it. We did it correct. On Tuesday, when our team calls you from the 877 number, they will ask that security question, and they will go ahead and give you that login for there. because that's going to be your bread and butter. I'm not going to lie. All right, Jay. So customers, you, if they're reaching through Google directly to you, and let's say you missed a call or anything, you can still track it through that. You can see your keywords, everything. All right?
Okay.
All right, Jay. Well, hey, pleasure doing business with you. Congratulations and welcome to the family, man. Thank you for giving us 1% trust here. Let's earn the rest of the 99%.
Did you send an invoice for the $249?
Correct. Yes, sir. That thing that you just signed there is your invoice through text, but it's also on your email as an initial invoice as well.
Update invitation. Do I click on something so I can print it? It doesn't say anything. It doesn't actually have an invoice on it.
No, there should be multiple emails. Yeah.
Yeah, look at the one that says local / initial invoice.
Yes, sir. There's that one.
Your invoice,
there's another one to have.
Below this email. Your invoice is located below the email. It's not seeing the invoice. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I swear I was sent it. All right.
Okay. I'll talk to them Tuesday then.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful and safe weekend. Yes. And if for any reason it goes too long or anything of that nature, just reschedule it if you need to. We'll be more than willing to accommodate for that, okay? But the sooner is always better.
Thank you.
So, yes, sir.
Yep.
You take care now, all right?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.